You don't have much of a sense of humor. I pull my very best face, he doesn't laugh. Not funny? They're very unsure, I can see. I thought I would be funny and settle them into nice calm. Clearly, it didn't work. Was that better?
Yes.
Oh, that made them laugh now. Okay, so this side too? Yes? Oh, good. So, good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, dear. I thought I was coming to talk to the living. Is that really the best you can do? Let's try that again. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Well, that's better. Now all the dead are awake as well. So, how are you all this evening?
Good.
Good. I hear some of the classic fine. Really a very appalling word in your language, you know. Doesn't actually mean anything. So we had some fines, we had some goods, we had some very goods. Anybody okay?
Yes.
Okay.
That's worse than fine. Try to aim for spectacular, amazing, wonderful. Even if you're lying, it doesn't matter. It makes you feel better just to say it. So try it. How are you all doing?
Nice.
See? How does that feel? Okay, they are beginning to learn my wily ways. See how better you feel, yes? Language is very important. So why am I talking about language based on the subject matter I'm supposed to be talking about? Well, see, now they're not too sure. Now they're all going, I don't know. Why would language be important? Think about it.
Yes, communication.
Communication, yes. Communication is language, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. So if you are talking gobbledygook, how are we supposed to know what you're talking about? Yes?
Yes.
And when you are saying A, but you are thinking B, then what are we supposed to do? Yes?
Yes.
Communication needs to be clear, concise, to the point, directed. Have some intention and some momentum behind it. Yes?
Yes.
So be mindful what you are thinking. Because a lot of the time when you are trying to communicate with spirit, you are saying one thing and doing another. You are saying one thing and thinking another. Or worse still, you're saying and doing one thing but meaning another. And we are supposed to stay up there and go, oh, but we know exactly what it is she wants us to tell her or he wants us to do for him. Guess what? We don't. We look at it and go, oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Not too sure what they want us to do. Not too sure what they are asking us. So we'll just wait. We'll sit back and we'll wait until there's clarity. And funnily enough, we wait a very long time. Because often your idea of clarity, quite frankly, appalling. Because your idea of clarity is actually repetition. If I just keep asking it, they'll get it sooner or later. Yeah, or they're laughing. They know what I mean. Yes? That is not clarity. That is just repetition. Funnily enough, if we have not answered first time, the 100th time, not really going to make any difference. Because if we've not got it number one, we're really not going to get it by you repeating it, often louder and louder and more frustrated. The whole hands on the hips thing starts. And the you don't listen to me. And the you don't do what I ask. Oh, we get all the complaints. But you're still asking the same question. Not going, why are they not answering that question? Could it be the question? Yes?
Yes.
90% of the time, it's the question. Do you know much about the laws of engagement between spirit and the living?
No.
No. Pretty obvious from what you do when you try to talk to us. Okay? Because there are rules. Rules you seem to insist you want us to break. No, we don't break them. We're very good. We're very well behaved. Okay? And we will not break the major rule, which is free will. Okay? You have free will. We don't like you having free will, but we have to respect that you have free will. So are you aware you have free will?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So why do you keep asking us to break it? Tell me what to do. Should I do this? No, free will cannot break, cannot tell you what to do. Did you understand that?
Yes.
Right, then why do you keep asking these silly questions? If you know we cannot tell you what to do, why do you keep asking us to do that?
We want to be sure it's the right answer.
But if you're asking the wrong question, how can it ever be the right answer? Yes?
Yeah.
You disempower the entire structure of communication by badly wording your questions. So problem number one, how you ask. Yes?
Yes.
What's problem number two?
Listening.
Oh, no, no, no. We have another problem before we get to that. No, that's problem number three. Let's not jump ship now. Problem number two. Think about it. Where are you sending all these questions?
Spirit. To the spirit.
And what does that mean?
You have to be clear in your question.
Well, how you word it, problem number one. Yes? So what's problem number two?
Who
you are sending it to. Yes. We are not the Royal Mail. There is no postcode system up here. Yes? We do not understand when you say, dear universe. We go, well, they're not talking to us because we're not the universe. So we just carry on doing what we're doing. Yes? Or you go, dear God. Okay, well, that's not us, so we just carry on with what we're doing. Yes? Think about it. How you are asking and who you are asking is very, very important when you want to communicate with spirit. Yes?
Yes.
So, if you had a sore foot down here on the earth plane, would you go and see a golf professional?
No.
No. You'd go and see who?
Doctor.
So, somebody specific to what you are asking about. Yes?
Yes.
Funny enough, when it comes to spirit, you don't do that. You have a physical problem, so you go and ask a non-physical being, what should I do? We're not physical. Clue is in the title, spirit. Yes? And then you go and ask a non-physical being who has never had a human life. What should I do with my human problem? Because how many of you send your thoughts out to the angels?
Yes,
angels. Lively, big, shiny beings who have never walked on your planet. Yes?
Yes.
And you ask them, what should I do about my car? Should I change job? Does that man love me or not? And they're going, what's it like to love an earthly person? What is a car? We got wings. We don't know car. Now you're laughing, but I also hear the cogs beginning to turn in the heads. Yes?
Yeah.
You're beginning to go, oh, oops. Who you direct your questions to is really important because you have energies with you there specifically for the purpose of asking what?
The question.
Mm-hmm. What?
Help.
Yes. Help is very different from a question. Question is what? Help is please. Assist. Inspire. Nudge. Kick up butt. Sometimes it's a very good thing to give us permission to do, trust me. Quite a few of you could do with giving your guides permission to kick up butt. Because you're all laid back. Why did you let me do that? You didn't tell us we couldn't. Oh, free will, yes? Don't be afraid to give us permission to do things. Why didn't you help with this? Didn't allow it. You have free will. So we saw you were going to walk into that door. What were we supposed to do? Oh, I know. You think we're going to drop down from heaven and scream at you, stop! See the door! Or, more miraculously, allow you to walk through it unharmed. We're good. We're not that good. We cannot dematerialize a door just because you're being stupid. We We can throw things at you. We do that occasionally. Usually those invisible things, you trip up, you know? You fall over those things, you wonder what it is. Often get blamed on the leprechauns. I feel very sorry for them because they're usually nowhere around. And it's actually your guides tripping you up to get you to stop doing something. Because you didn't give us permission to help, so we had to be crafty. We couldn't break your free will, so we broke your stride. Or just trip them up, stick the leg out. Throw something under their foot. Yes? Cats and dogs are very good for this too, because we can usually scare them into running in the desired direction. We have to be crafty, because we have to work with the fact that you are not thinking about how you are using the resource you have. So there's a new word for you, isn't it? Spirit is a resource. Well, that's a different way of thinking about us, isn't it? Mm. We're not all seeing, because quite frankly, we don't care. There are some things we really don't want to see. Because often I get asked, do you watch me in the shower? And it's like, really? I didn't watch my own wife in the shower. I'm not going to watch you. Okay? So there are things we don't see. But collectively, we do have a lot of access to a lot of information, as long as it does not breach your free will or the free will of another. So here comes the other type of question. What's he thinking? How do we answer that without breaking the other person's free will?
Come.
But then you get frustrated at us because we're not listening. Instead of the fact that you are disempowering the relationship by not using the resource correctly. Okay? So, are you all aware that you have guides?
Yes.
Do you have relationships with them?
Yes.
No. So, when you have a problem, who are you sending your thoughts out to? Your guides?
No.
You're going past your guides, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going up to the angels, the ascended masters, the divine, the holy, the high, the all singing, the all dancing jazz hands. Yes? Instead of the energies who are actually there for the sole purpose of helping you. So how do they feel? Oh, there goes the request again. Yep. It'll come back sooner or later. We'll just wait. Because you send it all the way up there, and a bit like the Royal Mail, in about 4 weeks' time, it gets delivered to the right place. Which is your guides. They are there to assist you throughout this life. They have agreed to do it. They are aware and in communication with your soul. Yes? So actually, they are a good resource of information, but inspiration, not demanding, controlling, not telling you what to do, helping you find your own answers. This is what we are supposed to be doing. So people come and they say to me, oh, child, what should I do about this? And I go, what do you want to do? And I go, well, I don't know. Well, yes, you do. You have some ideas. What are your ideas? What's that one? What's this one? And I discuss it with them because actually my job is to empower them to find their answer, not to disempower them by taking away their free will. That is the job of all spirit communication, to help you help yourself, not replace you. Not to supplant your personal responsibility. To kick up butt. Slap round head occasionally. Nudge. Yes? But we always hear. This is another one we often get asked. Can my guides hear me? Oh yes, they can hear you. They're just choosing not to do anything about it. Because they're waiting for you to ask something they can actually assist with.
You have 15 minutes left.
Thank you. So number one, directing your thoughts to your guides. So do you know what guides are? What do you think they are?
Spirit?
Yes, they will all be spirits. If they're not spirits, we have a whole other problem. So they will all be dead.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. All dead. Okay? What did the lady say in the back?
Don't know.
No. Okay, good question. That's fine. What about the rest of you? What do you think your guides are?
From your soul family?
No, nothing to do with soul. That's a whole other kettle of fish. So guides have to be objective about you and your soul path, not fishing around in other people's. Otherwise, no objectivity.
Okay.
So, what else do you know about guides?
People who has lived already on this planet, that is a part of your family or friends?
Nope.
But, no?
You started off very good. They've lived on the Earth. They've had an earthly life. Mm. Yes. With the exception of, obviously, your guardian angel, who we know, Big Wings, hasn't done it. But your main guide will have had a human existence. So we'll get what a car is. We'll understand what earthly love feels like. We'll understand what physical pain feels like. Doorkeepers, sometimes 50-50. Most of them will have had an earthly life, but occasionally people get a doorkeeper who hasn't. Or hasn't for a very long time. So it's important you have energies with you who know what it is to be walking in your shoes. Yes?
Yes.
So I just mentioned three different guides then, didn't I?
Yes.
So, main guide. Were we aware we had one of these?
No.
No. So, boss, supervisor, manager, whatever word you lack. Main guide is with you from birth to death and oversees your life from the guide perspective and oversees all of the other guides and energies who may help you and work with you during your lifetime. Man with clipboard. Very official. Yes?
Yes?
Yes.
Then I mentioned doorkeeper. Do we all know we have one of these?
No. No.
Right. So, what do we think a doorkeeper does? Clue is in the title. Oh, there's always one in the room. No, doorkeeper does not open doors for you. But what else does a doorman do?
Keeps the wrong people from coming in.
Keeps the wrong people from coming in through that said door. Absolutely. So think of your doorkeeper as your own personal bouncer or bodyguard. But remember, doorkeeper cannot protect you from your own stupidity. So if you are going to walk into a door, doorkeeper have to let you. But if there is something coming at you unseen from a source that you do not need to experience, doorkeeper can step in. But equally, you can give the doorkeeper more permission to engage and interact with your wrath, asking for protection when you are doing certain things. But you still have to be mindful. Man walking down road with axe, probably not a good thing to walk past. Doorkeepers are good, but they need a little bit more assistance than that, yes? But if you're walking into a situation that makes you feel unsafe, or a place or a location, ask for additional assistance and protection. Talk to the doorkeeper, talk to your bouncer. There for your protection, use as you wish, free will, again, yes?
Yes.
And then I mentioned guardian angel. This one tends to be the one everybody has heard of, yes?
Yes. Yes.
So you have a guardian angel, so there is always something for everyone. So those of you who don't like the idea of physical, more human-type guides, you have the shiny one with the big wings. Okay, those of you who don't like the shiny ones with big wings, you have two more earthly ones. Okay? So there's choices there. But by all means, work with all three. It's up to you. You have the right to choose. Hello, free will again. Yes? We're very good at covering as many bases as possible. Now, if you want an alien, can't help you with that. Because bear in mind, we're spirit. Of course we're alien. The whole point of anything alien is not human. And no spirit is human. Only you are, because you're living a physical life on a planet calling yourself a human. So there's another way of thinking about spirit for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Be careful. When you say the word alien, you really do muddle up what you're talking about. But we tend not to be illegal. Well, I sort of got my joke. So you have three guides with you all the time, yes? And then throughout your life, other energies will come in to assist with certain problems, learnings, lessons, situations. So these will come and go, all overseen by main guide. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're all with you all the time. Yes?
Yes.
But they're not spying on you, but they are there. Yeah, just a thought way. And sometimes, you know, you think in your head, but you don't direct it to anybody, yes? Mm-hmm. So if you're mulling over a problem, that isn't the same as asking them for assistance. You do need to direct it to them, a little bit like a letter again. So, dear guides, dear main guide, Mr. Main Guide, Bob. Give them a name, they won't object. But don't ask them for their names. This always becomes a problem. Yes?
Yes.
So say, okay, when I say Bob, I mean main guy. When I say Trevor, I mean doorkeeper. Trevor doesn't work, does it? No. So we swap that for Rambo. Rambo seemed to have crossed somebody's mind. So we've got Bob and we've got Rambo. Okay? And then the guardian angel, he's Eric. Okay, so give them names. But let them know Bob is this one, Eric is this one, Rambo is this one, until you tell me other ones. Because it makes it more personal for you, doesn't it? They belong to you more if they have human names. We don't care. We will answer to most things. Most things. There are always exceptions. But that's only because your minds are getting so creative now with what you are calling spirit. We will have to draw the line somewhere. Okay? So just think about how you are communicating with spirit. Are you addressing your thought to the right energy? And then are you asking in the right way? If your question requires a yes or a no answer, it's the wrong way. So think about it. You have a situation. Okay, I need help with some clarity here. So I could do with some clarity. I could do with some direction. I could do with a bit of confirmation. Confirmation is very different to telling you what to do. So I think I should do this. I'd like some confirmation and support. See what happens. Because then we get to problem number three, which was?
I've forgotten, sorry.
Dear me, it's no good issue. What was problem number three?
Listening.
So how does this information come back to you? So how? How are you expecting this answer to come back?
A sign.
A burning bush? Because we don't do that anymore. It's not environmentally friendly. And we don't have so many bushes anymore. It was much easier in biblical times. Everything was so dry. It was very simple to set fire to things. Now it's not so good. Your furniture from IKEA will go up very fast. So, sign. What do you mean by sign?
Feeling.
A feeling. But a feeling and a sign, they're two different things.
I don't know.
Right. So, you're sitting there waiting for something to happen. Well, of course it's not going to happen. You're sitting there waiting for it. And no offense, they sometimes have to go and work out actually what is the best way to give you the information. So you have to get to know yourself. Yes? We come back to language. You as beings fall into three categories. Yes? Visual, auditory, and kinetic. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So visual people see things imagery-wise, images, pictures, they tend to be that type of vocabulary. Auditory people are words, so that might be thoughts. Kinetic people feel. So if a kinetic person who is more of a feeler is sitting there waiting for a booming voice to go there, funny enough, these two things don't sit. You are going to get a feeling within yourself because that's your language. If you are more pictures, funny enough, the big voice going, go there, not going to work for you either. You're going to need a light bulb to go off with a big flashy sign. Yes? So you have to get to know yourself. How do you tick? Because this is the language they are going to use. A lot of you are very good with audio-based things. And actually, your modern-day media is quite cool for this. Because what we'll do is we'll play you songs. Repetitive songs coming into your mind. That's often your guides talking to you. And you can't shake the song until you've gone through the lyrics. Go through the lyrics, you'll find the answer to your question. Now bear in mind, that question you may have asked 20 days ago. So you need to remember what the question was. Okay? So this is about paying attention. You may get drawn to opening a book. Because it'll be on the page, because you're a word person. It may be something somebody else says to you in passing. But often with spirit, if you're really unsure, you'll get it three different ways. So you know it's genuine, and you know it's from us. We're aware of the three strikes rule. Yes? We like to do things in threes. Not fours, that's flashy. Two, that's coincidence. Three is pretty concrete, something else was driving it. So you might get a song on the radio, followed by someone handing you a book, followed by a white feather landing on your nose. Who knows? We don't do the white feathers anywhere near as much as you think we do. And occasionally we show off. Okay? Thank you. So it's about asking correctly, addressing it to the right energy, and then waiting patiently for the answer. And it will come in whatever is the right way for you. Now, if you genuinely think, they've not answered me, go back to the question, did I word it badly? Let me think about it. Do I need to rephrase it? Do I need to reframe it? Have I already answered it for myself? Okay? So does the question need changing? Or am I not paying attention? So if you think the question was okay, the way you phrased it was good, let them know, okay, you may have answered, but I missed it. Can I have it again, please? And this is how you start to build up a relationship with spirit. Because it is about building up a relationship with your guides. Though they are with you from birth, you do still need to spend some time trying to get to know them. Because, to be frank, they're with you far longer than anybody else is. Birth to death, that outdoes a lot of marriages. And even family relationships sometimes, you know. Your guides are with you longer. But they don't know everything. They only know what the soul allows them to know. So now we come to the more obvious source of information. Your soul. Because you all go this way, into the heavens, give me my answer. And your soul is going, hello, I'm here. Because your soul, funny enough, knows exactly why you are here, what you are meant to be doing, what you are learning from, and what it is manifesting and why. So how many of you ask your soul, oops, what's going on? Hold on, what are we doing? No. You send it out higher and higher and higher and higher. Yes?
Yes.
But funny enough, you don't get a lot of joy with that, do you?
No.
You're going too high. You're going, you know, to the Royal Mail in the sky. It's in disarray. Okay? Don't. Go to your guides or go to your soul. Now, unlike your guides, your soul can give you a yes or no. It can be more direct and more blunt with its answers. Because it doesn't have to respect free will in the same way. Your guides do. Spirit does. So, it can bend the rules a little bit. It can go, well, I want this. This is what I'm doing. On board, not on board, up to you. Okay? So think about it. Communicating with spirit does include your soul. Your soul is a fragment of spirit. But it very rarely gets on your list of people to ask. And it does know what it is to be physical, because it's here doing it. And it does know why this situation has been created around you. It does know what the lesson is. It does know what you're supposed to be learning. It does know what your next move is, because it's creating it. So funnily enough, it's actually a pretty good resource for information. But you don't use it. You have this amazing library within you all the time, but you try to borrow books from a library written in a foreign language. Often arriving in Braille on papyrus that collapses when you touch it. Okay? Don't aim so high. Stick with what is there to assist you, designed to assist you, trained to assist you. You know, an energy does not become a guide simply because it wakes up one morning and goes, oh, I think I'll be a guide today. It goes through a lot of training by being a helper to other guides and learning how to do it before it comes to be your guide. So they're actually pretty well trained.
You have 1 minute left.
Okay. They're better trained than you are. Okay? So use them more. Talk to them more. And don't always talk to them because you have a problem. Sometimes talk to them just to be polite. You know, think about it. When your friend just texts you to go, oh, can you lend me a fiver? Can I borrow your car? It's really frustrating, isn't it? But when they text you to go, how are you today? I'm having a good day. How about you? Isn't that much nicer?
Yes.
Have that same type of relationship with your guides. Invite them to be in your life. Invite them to inspire you. Invite them to be with you. And build up a better relationship. That will improve your communication through the roof. in a good way, not because you are aiming ridiculously high. Okay? Mm. So before I finish, I think it's only fitting that you all say good evening to your guides. No offense, but they can't hear you. So a little bit more conviction with that, please. That's better. And give them a little while, and you'll get a good evening back. Mm-hmm. You might get a sensation of being someone with you. You may get a comforting thought. You may get an image or someone saying, oh, there's a nice energy around you this evening. Your guides will let you know they heard. Okay?
Yes.
Because we like to do that. Part of what we do is letting you know we are there. But we aren't miracle workers. We are there to support you, but we cannot break your free will. So be mindful of that. And have more fun with it. You are all too serious. You know, there's no harm in having a bit of a joke with your guys. Okay? Make it a more personable relationship. It will work better. But also work on your own language and your understanding of how you tick. That will help you with the listening part. Okay?
Okay.
Because quite frankly, talking through a body like this isn't really available to your guides. This is pretty extreme.
I'm aware.
Okay? So your guides cannot do this readily. But they can come to you in your dreams. They can put their arms around you and let you know you're not alone. They can inspire you to read a book or to look at something to give you an answer. Okay? They are always there, but it's not nice when you overshoot them and go to the big boys. Because all the big boys do is pass it all the way back down to your guys because it's their job. Okay? Don't cut out the middleman. In this instance, the middleman is your friend. And your soul is even more important. But that's a conversation for another day. Okay? So I know I'm out of time. So I hope you've had a bit of fun and had a bit of enlightening thought. And perhaps now you talk to your guides a little bit more and get some more clarity when you're communicating with spirit. So on that note, I say good evening.
Good evening.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.